Then he brings the bracha atoad shalini vroho ilam. And then he brings a tefillah. And he says, by the way, in expressing the tefillah before, he says, you say in the middle, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We spoke about that at length. The Torah bringing down the minig that is mentioned in many sidurim to be yaitzei kriya shema early because of a fear that the shul might go on too long. Then after that, he brings the bracha, Mekadesh Hashimcha Barabim. Then he continues and he brings the tefillah that's printed in the sidurim, Atah Hashem Elokeinu, which also finishes with a pasuk, V'kayim lonu, mashikosuv. Here he has a longer nusach here, Ba'es hi'avi eschem, v'es kabti eschem, ki aten eschem l'shem, v'lisila b'chol l'mei aretz, v'shuv yes shvusechem l'nech l'mar Hashem. V'char kach, then what appears in the Sidurim is Birkas HaTeira, v'parash HaSatomid, v'mishnas ezu makayman. Zach the Tor, no, V'huk shali al zeh haseder lemar psukim kaidim birkas atera. So the Torah has shver, the loshen, the nusach of the sidurim. The sidurim can. The sidurim contain psukim. And the Torah has shver, how is it that we can say psukim before birkas atera? V'nahakti ba'atzmi, says the Torah, miyad achar birkas elokai neshama, levarach birkas atera, v'leimah acharei parshas birkas kohanim, l'sadur abrochas v'yirotzen v'ribayin ha'ilomim adi l'inechem amar Hashem. In other words, the Torah has the nusach, the proper nusach in the morning for tefillah, to have birkas atera before he says any psukim. Before Birkas HaShachar, that's the way it's printed in most Sidurim today, Alpi the Tor, and that precedes the Pasuk of Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, precedes the Pasuk of the Pasuk, Ba'es Ahi Avi Eschem, Uva'es Kabtzi Eschem. And in this way, the Tor solves the problem of saying Psukim before Birkas HaTorah. The Beis Yosef brings Kosav Ogar B'Shem Maram Dehod Tzarch Levarach Kishu Mashkim Haynu Dafki Kishu Loimed Aval Mispalal Tachanunim Min Tzarch Levarach. So the Ogar B'Shem Maram, probably the Maram in Rottenberg, says that the reason why it's mutter to say these psukim is because they're not said B'Teres Limud. They're said B'Teres Tachanunim. They're part of the Tefillah. The pasuk certainly of Kayama Shinemar Ba'es Ahi Eschem, it said a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's part of its tefillah, Hashem should be Mekayim, the Divrei pasuk. I assume what he's saying by Shema Yisrael, it's Lav Davka Tachanunim, but it's a pasuk that's being said Bishum Kabbalas Obachu Shemaim. The person is not engaged here in any kind of Limud HaTorah. He's engaging in other things in Tachanunim, Kabbalas Obachu Shemaim. He's not engaged in a learning experience. Therefore, says the Maram, it's unnecessary to say Birkas HaTorah. There will only be din tachanunim, and therefore there's no din to say Birkas HaTorah. Oh. So first of all, what's the lumdus here? What's the machlekes tour? And we'll call it the Ravid, we'll give it a name, the tour and Maram, I'm sorry, the tour and the Maram. What is the machlekes here, where the one says Birkas HaTorah on psukim or that are tachanunim or not? Anybody want to break in here and say something? Want to be the only one talking? Okay. Oh, all right. No one wants to break in, so I'll say. L'chayra, l'chulei alma. Everyone is in agreement that when a person says divrei psukim, says teresh shebichsav, the etzem kriya, the etzem recitation of teresh shebichsav is a mitzvah. And if we'll learn that Birkas HaTorah is B'teres mitzvah, I don't think there's any tzad in the world that a person would not have to make a bracha on Birkas HaTorah, on the psukim. If Birkas HaTorah is a bracha, as like Birkas mitzvahs, the same way we argue that the whole bracha is to make a bracha before one performs the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, who would then hear? The emir of the psukim constitutes Limud HaTorah and would be mechayev a bracha beforehand. So Karchach, the Maram, who is saying that one can say psukim b'teres tachnunim before birkas hatera korchach must be like the shitas that hold that birkas hatera are not b'teres, not birkas hatera are not brachas b'teres mitzvahs, brach birkas mitzvah, but rather, as we said last time, it's a bracha on the shtamshus of Tera. Now, this is why I used that lashon I used last time of ishtamshus b'tera to accommodate these shitas. What kind of ishtamshus are we talking about? So the Maram says that the kind of ishtamshus we're talking about is a using of Tera for the purpose of limud. The whole tachlis of what a person is doing is to be loimed. When a person not only is loimed, in other words, the kai mitzvahs limud Tera, that's not the meduber here. But when the person is using the Tera b'teras limud, that is when there is a chiyuv of birkas hatera. Here, where the person is using the psukim, not b'teres limud, b'teres tachanunim, b'teres kabbalus omuchu shemaim, it's not mechayiv abrocha according to these shitas. The Torah is chaylik. The Torah is saying that anytime, even though the usage of the person is not for the purpose of limud, but if sof kol sof one is being loymed, it is certainly mechayiv birkas hatera.
Oh. Why can't you say the same lamdas if it's birkas mitzvahs? That it's only the mitzvah of Torah if you're doing limud.
What's the because if I'm either way I'm mechayiv the mitzvah of learning Torah. I don't see how it would work according to those shitas. I don't see room for the Maram shita. Because I'm doing a teres tachanunim, but I'm being lamed. The etzem kriya of psukim. Even without understanding that the Ramchal argues this in Derech Hashem, even without understanding that the pashas, many achronim say that the Marsha and others say mefurish, that one of the magical things about Torah Shebichsav is the etzem recitation, the etzem reading of Torah Shebichsav constitutes an act of limud Torah. And if birkas hatera is a birka bracha on the mitzvah of limud hatera, even psukim b'teres tachnunim should be a kiyum in mitzvah talmud Torah, should be mechayiv bracha. I would think that according to that shita, I would think it's a devar pasha that you'd have to make a bracha before any recitation of any psukim. This to me only works according to the shita we said, the ishtamshus of chevtza of Torah, and I'm defining now the ishtamshus. One is saying that the ishtamshus that's meduber, that's mechayev, is only ishtamshus, b'teres limud, and is using it to learn, not when using it for tachanunim. The other mandamar is saying that it doesn't matter the ishtamshus. As long as the person is engaged in an act of limud, it's mechayev abracha anyway. That is the bottom line. That's how I understand it, Naftali. We can dispute it later if you want. But I that's how I understand it. I think if it was a birkas mitzvah, it was bothering me. I had it as a kasha. What's the difference why he's using it? He's using it for Kabbalah Sol Mechus Shemayim or using it for Tachanunim. The bottom line is he's Mekayim mitzvahs, a Talmud Torah. So why should it be Mekayim Bracha? So Elamai, it must be that these shitas are going with the other tzad, the tzad of Chevtza, and on that tzad of Hishtamshas of the Chevtza of Torah, and they're narrowing down what kind of ishtamshus is meduber. According to the Maram, it involves any kind of ishtamshus, including ishtamshus b'teres tachanunim. I'm sorry, the other way around. It's only, I had it back. The Torah is saying that it means any kind of ishtamshus in psukim would be mechayiv. According to the Maram, what's mechayiv birkas hatera is only ishtamshus b'teres limud. Ishtamshus b'teres tachanunim, hagam, he's engaged. There isn't a mitzvah Talmud Torah is mechayim that. That's a side point. But the Gavra's usage of it is one for tachanun, and therefore is not mechayiv abroch. Okay. But what's curious here is something else. Because if the shita of the Siduri Ashkenaz was that psukim b'teres tachanunim is not mechayiv abroch, so why was he mechayev? It says v'achachak birkas hatera uparshas hatamid. Why was the birkas hatera inserted in the sidurim before parshas hatamid? The parshas hatamid is also it's b'teres tefila. It's one of the things a person does when they in the morning. It's part of the karbonis. It's like a person was makriv a karbon. Why is there a chi of a birkas hatera before parshas hatamid? And I would ask a similar question on the Maril himself. Because the Beis Yosef brings down B'Shem D'Mariel that he said, Ain, and it seems to be a steer of what says in Minhagim, but in a tshuva he wrote Mefurish, Ain lochishim oimer psukim kaidim bir kasatera, Kevin Shaino oimer isam derech limud and derech bakashim eritsui. But the Mariel himself, this is the same man Da'amar who told us that the reason why women can say Birkas HaTaira is gufa because they say Parshas HaTamid. So the Mariel Lashitasa, L'chara, there's a stira here. If he holds that Psukim, which is said, B'teres Tachanunim, B'teres Ritzui, are not Mechayev Bracha, so then why was he Mechayev women to say Birkas HaTaira? Because they're saying Parshas HaTamid in the morning. L'chara, Parshas HaTamid is Tachanunim. Teretz has to be. Where's it's Yossi? Not, you're still online,
it's
Yossi?
Not tachanunim.
It's not tachanunim. That's got to be the chidush. And we spoke about this last time. Parashas Atamid, when we say karbonis in the morning, it's not the pshat that we simply recite the psukim. And because we recite the psukim, it's as if we were makriv the karbon. As the Gemara uses the lashon in Menachas Daf Kuf Yud, he says the oisik, person's oisik ba'olat kilu hikriv oila, person's oisik b'shlamim, person's oisik b'chatas kilu hikriv chatas. It's not something reciting it. It's learning the parasha, but it's considered limud Torah when one simply recites the psukim. Therefore, here the recitation of the psukim is an act of limud Torah. That's why we are mekayim the inyan of hakravas karbonis. So, therefore, the sidurim were correct, even though tachanunim are not mekayim of birkas Torah, but parashas tamid and certainly parashas ezu mekayman. These are parashas that I'm saying in the morning, B'teres Limud HaTaira. And therefore, it's partial that you need Birkas HaTaira beforehand. And that's why women are mechuyev, even according to the Mariel, in Birkas HaTaira in the morning. Because as we said last time, the women, because they are loymed, the parasha of Tamid, they are therefore required to say the bracha of on that Limud. The Hagam, it's not a bracha, because they're kind of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. They're part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But self, they're engaged in active Talmud Torah. That act of Talmud Torah is Mechayev Bracha. It's an appropriate usage of Torah that's Mechayev Bracha, and therefore the Mechayev to make a Bracha. Good, Chevra? Okay.
Is Hagisa Vayom Valayla saying that Shema is Hagisa Vayom Valayla, and therefore using Shema as a double... That's a double thing, using as Saint Krishma and also as Torah as well.
Well, yeah. In other words, Vagisa Vayim Valayla, you mean you're saying is that we're Makayim, you mean we bring a ride from the Gemara. The Gemara says that we are Makayim, yeah. Our Talmud Torah, night and day by the parish of Krishma. Correct. So you're just proving my point. Whenever a person says Krishma, there's certainly a Kim in Talmud Torah. But the Sidur Ashkenaz were Matir, them to say the Kriya Shema in the morning, even though they don't say Birkas HaTaira, because the Kriya Shema there is not being said B'Teiras Limud. It's being said B'Teiras Kiyu Mitzvahs Kriya Shema, B'Teiras Kabbalah Sol Mochum Shalim, and therefore it's not Mechayev Bracha. Okay. All right, next. Now, I don't know, I think it's my fault, my mistake. I don't know if you guys get, did you guys get the Ritva today? I tried to send a Ritva. I think Ella, you actually got the Ritva, and I sort of was samech that it was going to go together with the other email and get sent out to everybody. I don't think it ever happened. And I never sent the Ritva to everyone, so you'll just have to be samech on me. If you didn't see it inside, I'll have to just read it out for everybody when we get to it now. But I want to go into another point. The Gemara says, we went through the Lashonis last time. Very, very interesting. Says Rav Amar Rav Huna, Rav Amar Rav Huna lemikra tzarech levarich lemedrushenu tzarech levarich. Rabbi Lazar Amar lemikra lemedrush tzarech levarich lemishenu tzarech levarich. Yechon Amar lemishenu nami tzarech levarich, aval leTalmud inu tzarech levarich. Rav Amar af leTalmud tzarech levarich. So we have four different opinions. Oh, there's the Ritva. Oh, thank you, Shkayach. Hey, that's fantastic. Who did that? Ellie, you did that? Hey, that's great. Thank you. That means everybody can see it also together with me. That's fantastic. Okay, what this Zoom can do, I wish I invented it. Anyway, so now over here, we have several opinions in the Gemara. As we said last time, This Gemara has Reb Chaim's Yesoid all over it. Obviously, we are referring to specific areas in Torah, specific parts of Torah, and there are different shitas in the Gemara as to what a person makes a bracha on. But what are the svaras? I mean, Leisman Depalig, that in each one of these things, a person is in the midst of a Talmud Torah. So what then is the issue? Why Dafka Mikra as opposed to Medrash? Why Medrash as opposed to Mishnah? What are the different opinions? So the Ritva addresses it. And the Ritva says something interesting. He says, the Torah Shebichsav, who Iker Torah, Veled Sarech Bracha. And he's explaining the Mandamar holds you make a bracha on Mikra. Why? Because that's the Torah Shebichsav, is Iker Torah. That's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us on Har Sinai. Lozermar, the Mishnah Tzarech Levarach. Why? Interesting. She Iker Torah Shebal Peh, Umishum Limud Tamei HaMitzvahs. His reasoning is because it's Iker Torah Shebal Peh, and he stresses because it's limud in the Tamei HaMitzvahs. Aval Talmud Shu Perish HaMishnah Loi. Gemara, which is nothing more than a perish of the Mishnah, that is not Mechayev HaBracha. Oh. Next, Rabbi Eliezer Amir, should be probably Rabbi Lazar, is that probably an argument where has Rabbi Lazar. Af L'Talmud Tzarech L'Varach Y, Sha'at Talmud Gam Kein Mefarish Ikarei Psukim. When a person learns Gemara, the Gemara also is being mefarish psukim. And last, Rabbi Yechimar, af l'medrash nami tzarech l'varach, why? Shema medrash gam kein lomad ma'psukim kavachayimer gzereshova v'amidoi sh'eterin idreshes b'hem. So the Ritva is a fascinating shita. In other words, he doesn't comment, and he when he defines why we make brachas on the various parts and the various places in Torah, he gives very specific reasons. And they all seem to revolve around one basic yesod. The idea is that it all relates somehow back to Torah Shebichsav. In other words, the Iker, he says, the man that holds Mikra alone holds that because that's the Iker Torah, Torah Shebichsav. Says the man tomorrow holds Mishnah. He says it's because it's Mefarish Taimi and Mitzvahs. What does he want with that? I think what he wants with that is like the Lashon HaRambam in his Hakdama to the Arach HaZakah. The Rambam writes, and I'm quoting, Kol HaMitzvahs Shenitnu Loi L'Moshe MiSinai BeFeirush Shenitnu Shenemar VeEtno L'Chas Luchai Seven VeTerah VeMitzvah Terah Zei Terah Shebichsav UMitzvah Zei Perusha VeTzivonu LaAsayis HaTerah Pia Mitzvah UMitzvah Zoi Hi Anikris Terah Shebal Peh. As the Rambam explains, that the Terah Shebal Peh is essentially a perish on the Terah Shebichsav. Therefore, Mishnah there is a halacha to say Birkas HaTorah and Mishnah, because the Mishnah is a parish in the Torah Shebichsav. When we get to Talmud, the Ritva is a little hard-pressed. So he explains that the reason is because Gemara is Mefarish Ikari Psukim, explains Psukim. We know Gemara is all over, where the Gemara is teaching a Psukim. Sometimes when it's delving into the Taimei Hadin, the Gemara ultimately is going back and being Mefarish Psukim. So he says the Gemara also is essentially a parish in Torah Shebichsav. And finally, when he gets to Medrash, he explains Medrash is something else. Medrash are the Midois. They're the Midois of the Torah's Nidreshes Bahen. Learning the halachas that are based on the Midrashes that the Torah's Nidreshes Bahen is also a form of learning Torah Shebichsav. And therefore, one makes a bracha on Medrash. So in other words, the common denominator I see in the Ritva is basically an idea that a person makes brachas on Torah Shebichsav. These are all machloikas and endeis in what constitutes Torah Shebichsav. Are we referring to the Etzem Torah Shebichsav? Are we referring to Perish Torah Shebichsav? Are we referring to the derivations of Torah Shebichsav? Are we referring to Stam Perushim and Torah Shebichsav? But every one of them, added up together, if we pass like all of them, all go back to one central common denominator. The Yesod is Torah Shebichsav. Rashi is not mashma that way. Rashi, when he explains the mandra af l'gemara tzarech levarich, shu ikir had Torah shemena hira yoitza. Rashi seems to be stressing that the mila to gemara is because it's the ikir had Torah shemena hira yoitza. Like kilu, he's saying that the mile of Gemara is because we get Hayra from it. So how is Rashi learning? Rashi doesn't sound like the Ritva. He's not saying the Maila of Gemara is because of the fact that it's Mefarish Psukim. By the way, the Ritva seems to have had a different order. In our order, we start first with Mikra, we go to Medrash, then we go to Mishnah, then we go to Gemara. The Ritva has first Mikra, then Mishnah, then Gemara, and then finally Medrash. So it is a different order. He seems to have had a different Girsa. But Lefi Rashi's Girsa clearly has different Havana in what the Maila is to Gemara. He says Gemara is Ikra Terish and Menet Hayro Yoitza. So I want to suggest that Rashi is Al Derech the Rivavan. Not exactly the Rivavan, but Al Derech the Rivavan. Rivavan, when he goes through the Sugi, explains the different opinions. And he says like this. When he says, according to the Madrimal, you don't make a bracha on Mishnah, he says, why? Le Mishnah Utsarech Levarich, Lefin She'ein Hayro Yoitza Mimena. You don't make a bracha on Mishnah. Why? Because you can't paskin al piya Mishnah, which is true. We know that until one learns the Gemara, goes through the Perushim of the Mishnah by itself is not something that one can make Kairos on. L'talmin in Utsarech Levarech, why? L'fishu derech masuman the eno kikairei. He says he's not, I don't know what he means by eno kikairei, but again, it seems like the whole mahalach of the Gemara is back and forth. It's not clear. Then he says, the Talmud tzarech levarech, why? Lefi she'ikar hayra yoytze min ha-Talmud. That's now he's explaining why you do make a bracha. Lemedrash kishadarsh ne'psukim kigoyin breishis barav v'chayyotze bai. So what appears from the Rivavan is the yisoid of what defines Torah is kipshuta. Torah is meira. It's something that teaches. It teaches us something. Torah shebichsav, which is the classic example of a Kaddish Baruch Hu who's being meira to us, teaching us, that for sure one makes a bracha on. He's saying, even Mishnah, the Madhur holds Mishnah, will have to argue, he'll say, that in spite of the fact that I can't really paskin from the Mishnayis, but ultimately the Torah Shebaal Peh is the means, the Havana, by which we based our Psakim on. The Gemara ultimately is the Masuma that explains those Psakim. So the Hayra, the Taimim, together with the Etzem Halachas, those are necessary to understand the Hayra. So even though Mishnah by itself cannot be a Shulchan Aruch, but it's the basis for all Hayros, the Gemara's Havan of it, the Taimim, the Lumdis that comes from the Gemara, that's also the basis for Hayra. And he argues to me, it's interesting, when he gets to Medrash, Rashi says, when he defines Medrash, he says, Medrash who karav the Mikra. I would assume here when Rashi says Medrash who karav the Mikra, Rashi seems to be saying the idea that we spoke as similar to what we said in the Ritva, in the sense that the Medrash is a way that one derives the Kavanas of the Torah. The Lashon of the Rivan is a little different. On this point, I think he does differ from Rashi. Rivan says, L'medrash kishadarshan apsukim kigoyin breishis bara. He's referring here, and this is a subtle point, but an important one. The Rivan appears to be understanding Medrash here as referring to Medrash Rabbah. We are talking about Drush of Psukim. Drush of Psukim is also Hayra. That's how we learn the Hashkafas of the Torah. That's how we learn the Kavanas of the Torah. Rashi appears to have learned that Medrash by us is referring to the Medrash Halacha. In fact, he spells them out. He says, Mechilta, Sifra, and Sifri. Sifrei. Rashi does not mention at all the Medrash Rabbah. And I saw today, I think the Aruch HaShulchan is Mesupak, according to Rashi. Does one make Birkas HaTorah and Medrash Rabbah? I would think that the answer to that is yes, even according to Rashi, because I would think that it's not worse than just a parish on Torah Shebichsav. The same way we make Brachas on Torah Shebichsav, presumably one who is learning Torah Shebichsav, which means learning the Perushim of Torah Shebichsav, that also should be Mechayev or Bracha. By the way, the Aruch HaShulchan also mentions an issue we raised last time to make Brachas on Kabbalah. He has his doubts as to whether, according to Rashi, Kabbalah is included in Birkas HaTorah because it isn't one of these Chefzei HaTorah that are enumerated in our Gemara. That's all in the Aruch HaShulchan. Take a look there. But in any case, bottom line is there appears to be a fundamental machlokes in the parish of the Gemara. According to the Ritva, the definition of what is referred to as Torah that is requires a bracha is all revolves around Torah Shebichtav. It's either Torah Shebichtav itself, it's Perushim, that which derives ideas from the Torah Shebichtav, that which is Mefarish the Torah Shebichtav. All of that is ultimately what one makes brachas on. According to Rashi, and I'm
according to the Rashi, what would you not make your Torah?
I'm getting to it, Ellie. I'm going to tell you nafkamin in a minute. According to, just give me a second. According to Rashi, it seems to be Hayra. As long as I'm learning that which is Hayra, Tayra Li Yisrael, whether it is Hayra of Halacha, Hayra of Ashkacha, Hashkafa, both of those are Mechayev Abracha. So Ellie's asking, what is the nafkamina? Ellie, I think I have a nafkamina. You sitting? Chanukah is the sole halacha that's mentioned that we have in the Torah Shebaal Peh, which is not a perish in any way of Torah Shebichtav. It's an own independent halacha. It was a gzera which Chazawar besaken in the Golus, a brand new dinim, a new yomtif, a new everything. Insofar as Chanukah does not constitute by itself, as I can see it, direct perish of Torah Shebichtav, it would seem, according to the Ritva, that one, if one studied the halachas of Chanukah, it wouldn't be Mechayev Abir Kasev Torah. However, according to the way we've explained Rashi, it's the Geder Hayra. It still has the force of a Takanas Chachamim. As the force of a Takanas Chachamim, the limud of Hilchas Chanukah would seem to be Mechayev Abracha. This, by the way, I suggested once, you may be familiar with the famous Kasha. Just give me one more second. Maybe familiar with the famous Kasha. Why isn't Chanukah mentioned in the Mishnah? I suggested a simple teretz. Rambam defines the Mishnah as Perusha, Teresh Shebaal Peh, as the perish of Teresh Shebichtav. That which is not a perish of the Teresh Shebichtav isn't going to find its way in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah essentially is the perish of Teresh Shebichtav. Chanukah is not a perish of Teresh Shebichtav. Therefore, it does not have place in the Mishnah. It does have place. Remember, the Rambam Shita is Leisoser of Asisa Kuchol Sheyerucha. There are other halachas that are mechayev us to listen to the takanas of the chachamim, but according to the Ritva, it's in the end of the day, it doesn't go back to defining Teresh Shebichtav, and therefore I would believe, according to the Ritva, I found the nafkamina. According to the Ritva, Birkas Torah would not be said on Chanukah, on Hilchas Chanukah, Mashenkin, according to Rashi and the Ribavon. Yes, what was the question? I'm sorry.
What about the Ramban and beginner parts by Loischa?
What's bothering you? I'm not getting the question. You mean Alts Menorah, yeah. Alts that?
Yeah, that there is a makor for Chanukah and Torah.
It's a taich in psukim. It's a remez. It's a remez. I don't know if then, you mean by learning Hilchis Chanukah and being Mefarish, the drush that comes out of those psukim. Tzarechian, I don't know enough, Tali. I hear, I don't know. Okay. You know, this is a famous question. I think actually it was posed, I think I once heard it B'Shem Rukhaim Kanievsky. I don't know if this is true, but the question was once posed, maybe it was for Rabban Leib, I think it was for Rabban Leib. Person learns Hilchis Chanukah, is it Talmud Torah Deraisa or Talmud Torah Derabanan? It's Rabban Leib. And I think he suggested, Rabban Leib holds, that it's only Talmud Torah Derabanan, not Talmud Torah Deraisa. What's also Reb Chaim? My son Avrami here is confirming that both Reb Chaim and Rabban Leib said that. That is fascinating. The idea that one could be learning Hilchis Chanukah, you're learning that Chelik of Shabbos, and it's only Talmud Torah Derabanan. If you'll go a Mishnah back and you'll be learning Talmud Torah Deraisa. That is fascinating to me. I don't know. I thought about it. I can't be Machria. But that's the bottom line over here. They are learning that these are things that are purely Derabanan. And according to what you've suggested, Naftali, if it has remez in the Torah, maybe in fact, if we are learning the at least teaching up that rem is in the Torah, it might have source and become a mitzvah deraisa. Don't know. I think that Ramban, I don't know. I'll leave it at that. Sarachin, I hear you. I hear the question. This was the nafkamina I suggested.
Okay. It makes the question a bit broader. I mean, there are a lot of takanas which are either hakas or only. What's the getter? The getter becomes very vague.
Well, if the getter is a siyag, it's a getter of how Chazal told us to be shemer a mitzvah, shemer an iser. Those certainly, by me, would be in a sense learning the perish of the Torah, because the siyagim are Chazal had rights to the Torah, authorized Chazal to erect siyagim around the Torah, and therefore learning up those siyagim is essentially learning what the Torah told us to do and how the Torah was mefarish for us the hanagas that we should have regarding these halachas. Chanuk appears to stand by itself. It doesn't appear to be a parish of anything. It's not a siyag around anything. It's just a brand new idea. And therefore, I suggest that according to the Ritva, I don't see how it finds its way back into the Torah Shebichsav with Mechayv Birkas HaTorah. That's my suggestion. As I said last time, it's uncomfortable. You know, Brachan Birkas and Chanukah? I don't know. That's what seems to come to mind. As I said, the Aruch HaShulchan was prepared to say that according to Rashi, Medrash Rabbah is potter. Rashi, when he cites Medrash, only seems to be dealing with the Medrash HaHalacha. And he suggests, according to Rashi, Medrash Rabbah is potter from Birkas HaTorah. That was a chiddush to me. I'm suggesting that it's not that way, that Medrash Rabbah is really all part of Liba Torah Shebichsav. But again, the idea of having a body of Torah or particular halachas that are potter, we shouldn't be nisfal from that the Achronim have already dealt with. And I still can't figure out how to fit Kabbalah into all this, unless you tell me Kabbalah is perish Teresh Basav. I can't see, according to what we have, at least in the Gemara in front of us, how Kabbalah finds its way back into something that one can make Birkas HaTorah on. If you go as far as Rav Shach, I told you, Rav Shach didn't even hold it was Talmud Torah. It was a mitzvah, Yedias Hashem, but I don't know. Those are the two. The Aruch HaShulchan mentions Kabbalah as well. What else do I have here? No, that I think finishes what I wanted to say on this. Any questions? Or I move on to something else. Okay. Next. Now we learned... Second. We learned, Avrami, want to give me a Mishnah Berurah Chilek Aleph? We learned the Shita we had of the Shulchan Aruch and the Mechaber. Thank you. Mechaber in Simen Mem Zayin, which is the Simen where he goes through all the Hilchas Halachas of Birkas HaTorah. So the Mechaber paskind that a Talmud Chacham hifsik mililmoid v'nisasik ba'asokav kevin shadaita lachzer lilmoid lehavi hefsik. That is the Shita of the Mechaber. And the Goyen told us, the Bir the Gro, he associated this with the Shita of the Tur, that this is essentially a bracha on the Chefetz of Torah, utilizing the Chefetz of Torah. As we explained last time, Talmud Chacham, who never really finishes his learning session, he always wants to go back to his learning, so he, in fact, is going to be a potter from say Birkas Torah again, because for him, the cessation of Limud is not considered a Hefzik. Fine. However, there are two interesting psukim from the Mechaber. In Hilchos Tzitzis, this is in Periches Sif Yud Dalet. Periches Sif Yud Dalet, the Mechaber says, "In Parsha Talisai, afilo hayadaita lachzer lisatif by miyad tzarich levarach kishyachzer viyisatif." Here the Ramah is chaylik viyishemim shein mevarachim hayadaita lachzer lisatif by. But the Mechaber shita is that if a person removes his talis, The even if he is das is to take it off for a moment and put it back on, according to the Mechaber, it should come out of like someone comes over to you wants to borrow your talis for Birkas Kayanim. So according to the Mechaber, when you put your talis back on, you need to make a new bracha. According to the Ramah, you're potter. As long as your das was to put the talis back on, you're potter for being misate. The Mechaber also is Lishitas in Simen Chafei. In Simen Chafei, this is Yud Beis. Chaber says, he says, Nish between Mekaima, or even Heziza mi Mekaima, Madaita lachzir miyad, Tzarech Lavarech. Ramos says, Yeshem Shle Lavarech. So it appears they're having a machlaikis. The Mechaber appears to be saying that Kolzman, a person ceases doing a mitzvah, when you go back to doing the mitzvah again, it's Mechayev a new bracha. The Rebbe is saying no. As long as the Gavra has das, he has not exactly pulled himself out of the mitzvah. He still wants, he still has das to go back to doing the mitzvah. It's not Mechayev a new bracha. We would have to ask, Maishna? The Mechabi here in Mem Zayin says, even though the person, when they stop learning Torah, since his das is to go back, he's a Talmud Chacham, it's not Mechayev a new bracha. Doesn't this constitute a stira in Pesachim? The Mechaber in by Tefillin and Tzitzis says, if he ceases doing the mitzvah, with das to go back and do it again, doesn't need a new bracha. But here in Birkas HaTorah, he says, no. The fact that he has das to go back and do it again, go back and be loymeid, this doesn't mechayv a new bracha. This lechar is a stira. What's the yishuv of Chevra? Who wants to tell me? It's got to be. It's muchrach. This, I didn't see anybody make this sahara, but it's got to be that Birkas HaTorah, according to the Mechaber, is not a Birkas Mitzvah. It's got to be something else, because when it comes to mitzvahs, the Mechaber sheet is clear that when a person ceases to perform the mitzvah, when he does it again, even though he has das to go back and do the mitzvah, it is still Mechayev a new bracha. It has to be that he's learning that Birkas HaTorah is not a Birkas Mitzvah, as we explained last time. It's a whole different idea. It's like we said, it's a learning experience. It's only when the Gavra ends his learning experience that's the here for new bracha. Like we say by achila, by food. When a person is eating, he's engaged in an eating experience. When he ends the new eating experience, that's when he has to make a new bracha again. Similarly here, the Mechaber is telling me that normally it's totally on my learning session. However, a Talmud Chacham never has das to go out of his learning session. He always has das to go back. Therefore, he doesn't need to make a new bracha. This, I think, is mukhruch from the psakim of the Mechaber that there has to be a chiluk. But it's not so simple. We find some very interesting opinions in the area of Birkas HaTorah. For example, the Rav Avon, or Rav Avon says, Nirali, ki hechi damrina linyan tfilin, kol zman shemanichan mivarach aleyan, Rivavan says clearly that even though a person, when he stops learning, says it's just like tefillin, shalsu tefillin. He says just like tefillin, when you put on tefillin, you move them back into place, you make a new bracha. Similarly, Talmud Torah make a new bracha. We have also the Tashbitz quotes from Lezer Mimitz in the Talmud Chacham Gadol Mizeh. We have our gear, so I have been gula l'tfila. It must be a mistake. It means ben tfila l'tfila. Just like when a person talks, it's interesting that he's shelling to that din. He's shelling to the minig of Rashi, the minig of the Goyen. The Goyen shita is that when a person makes brachas on tfilin, he really only make one bracha. The only time you make a second bracha on the shalosh in between. Otherwise, he says, when you make the brach on the shel yad, it paters the shel rosh. Rav Lezer Mitz is saying that the same way we find that if a person talks between the batim of tefillin, it's b'chayev anu bracha. Hu adin, he says, when a person is loymeid again, I'll call pam u'pam shehischa lilmoid, he is required to make a new bracha because it constitutes a hesach hadas. What's he saying? What does he mean? Now, it would appear, and again, as I pointed out, Blezri Mitz in Lechat Talmud Chacham Gadol Mizeh, unless they are having a subtle machloikis in that svara of the tour, which I don't want to make, namely a machlokes as to whether we can assume a Talmid Chacham never goes away from his learning. That's possible. I would suggest something else. That even though we said last time that the shita of the Rosh, which is that the bracha is a birkas mitzvah, and we pointed out that birkas mitzvahs are the bracha of Talmud Torah as a birkas mitzvah is fundamentally different from brachas like sukkah or tefillin or others, in the sense that sukkah, when a person ceases to sit in the sukkah, he is not mechuyev. When he walks out of the sukkah, he's not mechuyev to go back into the sukkah again. The only thing that's mechayev to do the sukkah, go back to the sukkah again, is if he wants to sit down and eat, he wants to sleep. Otherwise, there's no mechayev on a person to have to go back into the sukkah. Talmud Torah is different, because Talmud Torah, you're never potter. You never can disconnect from the chiyuv. You're always mechuyev to go back to learning every time. So if that's true, what are these Rishonim saying? I suggest they're saying the following. Hesach Hadas, in its balabatish meaning, means when the person removes his thought. That's what it sounds like. Das. Das has so many definitions. Thought, rotzen, has so many different meanings. But the basic idea of Hesach Hadas doesn't really have to refer to the thought process of the Gavra. Hesach Hadas per se is a concept of disconnection. Varaya. The halacha is, if you will, according to many Rishonim, if you learn Hilchos Brachas in Psachim, that let's say a person makes a bracha on a food in one room. When he goes from one room to another room, according to many Rishonim, it's Mechayev a new bracha. That's called Hesach Hadas. What does it mean, Hesach Hadas? Well, I might have been eating as I walked from one room to another. But the aside is that apparently from room to room, the halacha views this as being a disconnection. When I made the bracha, it's room-oriented. When I go into a different room, I've disconnected from my heter achila. The heter achila, the eating session, was based in this room. When I move into a new room, it's a whole new eating session, and therefore it's mechayev and a whole new bracha. Hesach Hadas doesn't always relate to the thought process of the gavra. It relates to the event that we are discussing at times, not always, the halachas, et cetera, et cetera. Here we have an interesting machloikis as to how to define Hesach Hadas with respect to Birkas HaTorah. The sheet of the Rosh, and all those Rishonim that hold that it's that Birkas HaTorah is Paiter Kol Yayin, by the way, that is sheet as a taisus, at least with respect to Birkas HaTorah, they're learning that the disconnection, the Hesach Hadas, is a disconnection from the Chiyuv, from the Machayiv. When the person finds himself without a mechayev of the mitzvah, that is the conclusion. That's when he has disconnected from the mitzvah and is mechayev to make a new bracha. They're saying that since the mitzvah, again, it all relates back to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is always mechayev a person to be loymeid. There is never Hesach Hadas. Hesach Hadas, by this definition, is the meaning is disconnection. There is never disconnection from the mitzvah. Why? Because their definition of disconnection is disconnection from the chiyuv. When a person is disconnects from the mitzvah in the sense that he has no reason to poil to perform it, that is when a person can now make birkas atar or make any birkas mitzvah. In birkas atar, there's never disconnection to poil from having to perform the mitzvah. Therefore, once made a person made a bruch on it, that will carry over for the rest of the day. These Rishonim, I think, are learning that's not so. That you can have disconnection even mitzvah the gavra. As long as the gavra ceases to perform the mitzvah, he has ceased performing. He has done something that designates this as being a cessation of the performance of the mitzvah. And Ad Kedei Kach, Lezri Mitz is saying that when one talks between the bottom of tefillin, the talking is a hefsek. One is disconnected from the mitzvah of tefillin. One now, when he after the statement, the talking, wants to go back into it, it's mechayev him to make a new bracha. So it is a disconnection mitzad the gavra. The gavra's kiyum and mitzvah is mechayev a new bracha. In fact, similar to what the mechaber says by tefillin in general, the mechaber said every time you take our tefillin, you need to make a new bracha. That's exactly what Rivan Shteltzu. He said it's just like tefillin. Every time you put on tefillin, you make a new bracha. Who didn't hear too? However, the sheet of the Rosh says that the disconnection here is not mitzad the kiyuv mitzvah, it's mitzad the chiyuv mitzvah. kol zman, that the gavra is bepoel, he is actively engaged or engaged in either the mitzvah itself or has to engage in the mitzvah. He must do something beside the mitzvah. He is never disconnected and therefore is not mechayev anu bracha. Okay. Didn't hear. Was that Yitzi? Yeah, what is it?
Yeah, is that also Pshat and Tosfos where it says the gam hesach hadas?
Yeah, that's what we meant. Well, no. Tosfos, when he talked about gam hesach hadas, he's going by Avar Rabba. I suggest that is the learning session idea. There he's learning that after one got into a learning session, kol zman that you weren't mesiach das from the learning session, it will not be mechayev anu bracha. But when you're mesiach das, it's like food, like anything. You have to make a new bracha. Tosfos doesn't get into the issue of Talmud Chacham. That's not, Tosfos doesn't talk about that. We don't know if Tosfos is chaylik. So there is some other subtle machlokes between Tosfos and the Rosh, or at least the second, the Nami Perish of the Rosh, the Tur, the Mechaber, that a Talmud Chacham is different. I just would say that Tosfos doesn't discuss it. Tosfos is talking about the Stam person. The Stam person, when he's Mesiach Das, is not mechayev, is mechayev anu bracha. As we pointed out, Tosfos has a split. The bracha of Ava Rabba works as a bracha on the utilization of the chefetz of Torah. Therefore, it only patters the immediate learning session. However, birkas of Torah, the classic birkas of Torah that we make every morning, those brachas are bracha on the mitzvah. As brachas on the mitzvah, they're paitu kol hayom. Okay. We also find, again, just working the lumdus out here, we find that there are Rishonim who hold that if a person goes to the Merchatz, that's Mechayev Anu Bracha. I think it was said B'Shem Rabbeinu Simcha. Some said when a person goes to Sherutim, it's Mechayev Anu Bracha. So I understand them. They can go L'dayti either... in either place, either mitzad, it's a little harder, but birkas a mitzvah, or even in the tzad of chefetz of Torah. The bottom line is this: this connection, by according to them, is one is halachically disconnected from the mitzvah. In other words, when one cannot perform the mitzvah, he is paused from kiyum mitzvah. That is disconnection. That's hesach hadas. Even if the gavra's mindset is to go back, that won't help. Once the halacha is he's paused from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, there das is halachically paused. He cannot perform mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That is mechayev einu bracha. The Rishonim that are chaylik either hold that because they did not disconnect from the mechayev. Hagam, they're halachically paused. They cannot perform the mitzvah, but they're halachically mechuyev. They just have a tour. They have an on it. They're almost an oinus. They're a new simul gabi the mitzvah, but the chiyuv hasn't disappeared. If you're talking about rotzon agavra, according to the thought process of the person, what he wants in terms of the gavra, there's certainly no disconnection. He wants to go back, but they have a chiddush that the pause of the learning session, the halachic pause of the learning session, is mechayev anu bracha. Okay. The last thing I want to make mention of is what the Rishonim bring down, the Or Zeruah, the Reed, Misir Leon, and others, is the minig of Rashi. All the Rishonim bring down that Rashi's minig was to get up very early in the morning, and he used to learn even before Leisa Shachar. And he made Birkas HaTorah. Afterwards, when came the time to daven Shachris, he came to Shul, and he made another bracha. The Rishonim see that as a pella. He made the bracha already when he was at home, so why is he making ubrach? He didn't sleep. What caused him, or what was mechayev him, to make an ubrach? That's the kasha that the Rishonim ask. Now, the Or Zeruah says, well, it must be he made some kind of hefsek. If that's the pshat in Rashi, then the chiddush here is not that Rashi holds when you make a hefsek and make an ubrach. And he's saying to me, when he davened shachris, then afterwards when he sat down, he made a new bracha. That it doesn't say. That's not the minig that we're referring, that's being referred to. The Emek bracha has a pshat, those of you who saw it, take a look. He has his mahalach. I want to suggest the following mahalach. I think Rashi holds that there are two mechayivim in Birkas HaTorah. There's one mechayiv of Birkas HaTorah will say, mitzad, as we said, a bracha, if you, as you will, a bracha on the Chefs of Torah makes the most sense. Could be a Birkas Mitzvah, doesn't matter. That's true. But he also holds like Rabbeinu Tam, that Birkas HaTorah not worse than a daily Birkas HaShachar. So in this, Rashi is mechadish the following. The person at night sat down to learn. He had slept all night. When he wakes up, mitzad the mitzvah, he has a chiyuv to make Birkas HaTorah. When he comes to shul later, there's a new alois HaShachar. The new alois HaShachar is mechayiv Birkas HaTorah, mitzad the yoyim. If he would in fact have a hefsek, he didn't. Pashas, he didn't make again Birkas HaTorah the remainder of the day. I would assume it's like we explained. According to the Tzad of Birkas HaMitzvah, we argued, like the Ra'ah, that the only Mechayiv is sleeping at night. Therefore, Mimanavshach, if Rashi didn't sleep, sleeping during the day isn't Mechayiv. Atzad Birkas HaMitzvah, he was Yaitzeh already after he woke up, after and he made the bracha before Lois HaShachar. The second bracha he's making is Mitzad, the Shita like Rabbeinu Tam, Mitzad Birkas HaShachar. And that's Tiritz. There are two Mechayivim. There's a Mechayiv Mitzad, a daily din of Birkas HaTorah. Is Mechayev Mitzad, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Nafgamina would be, even if someone is not loymed the entire day, not loymed at all, he would make Birkas HaTorah anyway, Mitzad, the fact that it's like a Birkas HaShachar, not worse. The Yoim is Mechayev. So Rashi held that in spite of the fact that he was Yaitzeh already, the Birkas HaTorah after he woke up, but he has a new Mechayev in the morning after Alois, and that is Mechayev, a new bracha.
Gotten up after Alois HaShachar to learn and then daven Shachris later.
Lefi Dvarai, he would only make one bracha.
Even though he learned for an hour and then went to daven Shachris.
Yes. He would only make one bracha because according to this, he was Yaitzeh, Mitzad Rabbeinu Tam was Yaitzeh already. Pashut. Lefi Dvarai. Let's see. Let me one or two points here before I stop. Let me comment on something very interesting. Rashbatz here in the sugya. I don't think I gave this out to you. If it was on the sheet, I certainly didn't copy it. But I will share with you now an interesting Rashbatz. He appears to be the Magi on the bottom. My Rashbat says he's a Das Yoch. He never saw such a sheet in any other Rishonim. Here's an interesting question. The Rishonim will comment, what if a person didn't make Birkas HaTorah, came to Shul, and he's planning, let's say he's an Erech Yid, he's going to make Birkas HaTorah when he gets to Shul in the morning. He suddenly walks in, and he walks in on the previous Minyan, and they offer him an Aliyah. He takes the Aliyah, so most Mefarshim say, it may appear in Rishonim already, this psak I'm about to tell you, that the bracha he made on the Aliyah, which is essentially the Birkas HaTorah that we make, Shabbat Habonim Yikol Amim, the Nosel and West Terasoi, says that bracha he was Yaitzeh. When he later will make, now he wants to make Birkas HaTorah, he'll make the others. He might start with Elokai Neshama. He might then say, Elokai Neshama is not really a Birkas, that's that according to no one is a Birkas HaTorah, that's a Birkas Shevach of the Yoim. But then he would say the other bracha that we make, Amalami Torah Lamo Yisrael, that bracha he would make. But the bracha of Birkas HaTorah, the bracha of Asher Bachar Banu, that bracha he was Yaitzeh. That is the Shita of Kimat all the Achronim, and I believe some Rishonim also. The Rashbatz writes that it's not so. He says the Rashbatz writes that even though he made the bracha on Birkas HaTorah on the Kriyas HaTorah, nonetheless he's mechayev to make a new bracha later. How can that be? I'm going to read you the words. Veino kein daiti sheoisa bracha le niskina ela al oisa kriya bilvad. Shemachim Yevarchim LaAcharei Loimar Shena Poiteres Oisa Brocha Ela Oisa Kriya Bulvad Kanal. It's only on that kriya.
It's like Abba Rabba.
Huh? It's like Abba Rabba. Okay, good.
In that sense.
You're right.
Because
exactly
it wasn't
right.
The second for that, yeah.
Right, you're right. It's like Abba Rabba. It was made on this, but it's interesting. He's saying, like, its heter only helps for that kriya. It's not a bracha of birkas haTorah in the sense. This is very important. It's not a birkas haTorah at all. Even though, and this is something that we should get used to. I'm giving you a heads up for the coming sugyas. He's telling me that even though the nusach habracha is the same, very important point. It's not the same bracha. There's brachas of Birkas HaTorah, and there's the bracha a person makes on Kriyas HaTorah. The bracha on Kriyas HaTorah is on, simply on, even you want to call it on the utilization of the Chefs of Torah, the Chefs of Kriya, however you want to say it, on the Kriyas HaTorah. That's all it is. To make brachas Birkas HaTorah, that's a separate bracha, needs to be made separately. He doesn't talk here about what if a person was mechavin to both. Doesn't talk about that. What if a person said this, and had das for that. I don't know if you could do that, and even though I'm saying the same nusach, but it's bar to me that in spite of the fact that the brachas are the same nusach, but they function differently. And this brach over here is matir only kriyas haTorah. It's not a bracha except on kriyas haTorah. It's not a birkas haTorah at all. According to the other Rishonim, it is a bracha of birkas haTorah, which is on the utilization of the Chefs HaTorah in front of you, which will help for other things as well. And I assume it would help even as a Birkas HaMitzvah, because again, you can use the bracha for both things. He is saying that in spite of the fact that the Nusach is the same, that doesn't mean it's the same bracha. And we'll have to see, we will see that idea develop, Mir Tzashem, in the coming sugyas.
That's like a Benny Yonah.